Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Let's go straight out to the HRNP guest line. Joining us now on the Killer Bees, Ken Davidoff at the New York Post. Ken, you cover in the series the Red Sox and the Astros and the ALCS. Astros a game away from going to the World Series for the third time in 5 years. A lot of people outside of Houston not big fans of the Houston Astros, that's safe to say. You penned this article in the New York Post saying, who benefits from the Astros making another World Series? Can you tell our audience who benefits if the Astros do get back to the Fall Classic?
Well, thanks for having me. My number one beneficiary, I thought, is Major League Baseball itself. I just think the more identifiable and transcendent people and teams that are in the World Series, the better it is for the sport and for the awareness and people being into the World Series. And of these final four teams, I think the Astros have the highest awareness quotient, I guess you could say, largely because of the science milling scandal.
Okay, so let me go to the flip side on that, because I said all along the only way that this team can absolutely vindicate themselves is to win the whole thing. And I don't feel like baseball has wanted them to do that. They've wanted the Astros to be the poster child. Everybody criticizes the fact that they weren't punished enough. And so that would be like going against the fact that baseball would like to see them down. You see the promos, you see everything on the headlines on ESPN and otherwise. The Astros get lost in the shuffle, maybe intentionally. So I'm curious from your standpoint, just why baseball would want them to win so much when they've tried to make sure that they were the poster children for cheating.
Well, I think they're kind of tied together. I mean, because people love villains, right? Villains have identity. I'm not sure I would agree with it. They've tried to make them the poster boy for cheating. I mean, they were caught with a very specific violation and convicted of it.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at across the league from ex-players to all the different people in the media that some even doing work on MLB Network, you know, come out with stories and personal experiences that there were other teams doing it too, using the same kind of technology. And then they're forced to walk it back the next day because, you hear baseball got involved or, people made a phone call. But it just seems like, and I've said all along, look, they've cheated. We know they cheated. But I just don't think that they were alone. And I think, like, this team with the Red Sox, it's ironic that the Red Sox faithful, their radio people, everybody in the media thinking that the Astros got a couple games in this series and suddenly they used cheating to do it when the Red Sox were cheating too.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to pick apart here, right? I think the Red Sox radio station, right, the Boston radio station, that was a bunch of garbage, right? Just throwing stuff out there. We could probably talk for hours about this, but I think the Astros were caught of a very specific violation that no one else has been accused of doing, and they were found guilty of it. I think it's pretty simple.
Ken Davidoff of the New York Post joining the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Topic of conversation on this show, I mean, Carlos Correa is in the final year of his deal, right? We had Brian Cashman, I think it was last week, or maybe earlier this week even, talking about how shortstop's going to be something that the Yankees will be focusing on this offseason. How would the city react to Carlos Correa donning the pinstripes in a Yankee uniform?
I think it would be very mixed. I think everyone respects his talent and his personality greatly. You know, this is a guy who was really shown, or is it shined, under the scrutiny of everything we were just discussing. You know, really, I think that scores major points for him. Having said that, there's still a lot of bitterness over 2017, and it's not like he's the only shortstop option out there. And their lineup is so right-handed as is. And when you look at someone like the Dodgers' Corey Seager, who swings left-handed and was not involved in a science-filling scandal, I think he's probably the number one target for fans, for sure.
All right, so let's get to Dusty Baker for a second, too, Ken, because I'm interested from your perspective. A lot of people thinking with the job he's already done here, he should have already been offered an extension. Some people here that will remain nameless that I'm sitting right next to believe that there's no way that he should actually be back next year. How do you rate the job Dusty Baker has done, and do you see him managing the Astros going forward?
That's a great question. I give Dusty an A. I mean, like, again, everything rests on the foundation of the science scandal, right? Everything Astros-oriented. And when Jim Crane fired A.J. Hinch, which in retrospect I believe was the right call, as well as Nunau, and he decided, all right, we have a unique situation here. We have a crisis. Who was the best person to do this job? And he correctly chose Dusty Baker. And Dusty, I think, has done an absolutely brilliant job of guiding this team through chaos, right? I mean, you know, obviously the pandemic on one hand spared them from that immediate crowd treatment, but also it was a freaking pandemic and it was chaos in and of itself. So just the job he has done to two straight, at the very least three wins in the LCS, two consecutive years, very impressive. Now, does that earn him another contract? I am torn, because I do think you kind of have to separate it in a vacuum and say, all right, well, is he the best person equipped to manage this team moving forward? And I'm not sure he is, but, you know, for sure he has done a brilliant job. And I wrote today, I think if he gets into the World Series, I think that should secure his place in baseball's Hall of Fame.
Okay, so with all that being said, Ken, and you watching this series, and of course we give credit to the Red Sox when they've gone off with their grand slams, no matter how they figured it out to do it, and we're sitting at a point now where with two games left in Houston, Stroh's up 3-2, how do you see it playing out this weekend? Because obviously there's some concerns here with Uvalde on the mound, and they've got their pitchers lined up a little better than Houston does.
They do. I do think the Astros will win. I'll say they'll make it interesting and Uvalde wins tonight, and the Astros win tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a safe bet, certainly. Ken Davidoff of the New York Post joining us. Real quick before we let you go, what's like the feel in New York in terms of the ALCS? Very good baseball town. How are Yankee fans watching this series?
Oh, I think most Yankee fans are not watching this series. I think they're a miserable bunch, you know, just bitter and sour and spoiled and ugh. And, you know, why can't we be more like the Red Sox? Why can't we be more like the Astros? Why can't we be more like the Rays? You know, the fact that they brought back Aaron Boone, there's just a lot of bitter and angerness among the Yankee fandom.
Yeah. Ken, can you be the anti-Jeff Passan for us being in New York, too? Can you represent us, and can you just figure out why baseball hasn't opened up that letter?
Oh, well, first of all, I love Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan's a foxhole guy for me. I'm not sure what you're beef with him.
The whole city's got an issue with Jeff Passan, but it's because of the article. It just seems like there's an anti-Astro tone, but it's just the whole city.
All right, well, I'll take a bullet for Jeff Passan 7 days out of seven. But the letter, I reported on that last year. We already know what's in the letter. What's in the letter was that in 2015 and 16, the Yankees were using the video room, as were many teams, as it turns out, including the Red Sox. You know, and not in real time, but watching the video, you know, watching during a game, all right, during the third inning, all right, let's watch this. Okay, it looks like they're doing this. And then, you know, kind of relaying that to runners on second, you know, again, not in real time, like the garbage can bang, like the monitor in right there. But that's what that letter is.
Got it. Good information, man.
Ken, great work as always. Thanks for hopping on, taking a few minutes to enjoy the city.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and thanks for having me.
You got it. Ken Davidoff of the New York Post, a good article he posted in the Post, who benefits from the Astros making another World Series.
He's going to the wall for Jeff Passan. Okay.
I mean, you can understand it, right? I mean, he doesn't live in the city. He's not on the receiving side of, you know, the scorn. And, I mean, I've heard good things about Jeff Passan, too, professionally.
I mean, look, I do the same thing for you. There's a lot of people that, all the time.
You would take a bullet for me.
Would
you take a bullet for me?
I think you're an upstanding guy, and I'll go to bat for you no matter how much people hate you. I just think that from this standpoint, you can be, like, Jeff Passan's buddy, but just the article the other day about, well, we have 23 missed calls by Laz Diaz, and we go on a six-paragraph rant or whatever it was from Jeff Passan about the one that was in question that cost the Red Sox the game that basically gift-wrapped an Astros victory.
Yeah.
You can tell why the whole city doesn't care for the guy.
Exactly. But you can also understand why Ken doesn't really care about being on that side of the argument. You know what I mean? Like, he's not on the Houston side of reading that Passan story. He's reading it like another journalist would read.
Ken's a friend of the program. Jeff's not. Ken, side with us. Fake it. That's all I'm saying.
713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Am I wrong in thinking, like, this yes. whole sign-stealing stuff, like, I am so tired of it. Like, it's to the point where I don't even want to justify it or give people this, like, these Boston radio folks, yeah. like, giving them the satisfaction of even talking about it on our show, because I don't even think they think that it's actually true. Like, to me, it's just pandering to an audience. It's trying to get listeners, trying to get clicks. Like, I'm so over talking about it, so far past it. Am I wrong in having
like
that
logic? Like
quarterback
for the Texans, right?
I mean, it's different, though, right? Like, it's different in the sense that the quarterback for the Texans is their biggest commodity. So anytime that there's news on that, you're going to have to look at it as it could potentially happen and then talk about what you want in return.
Sure.
Whereas this is something that happened 5 years ago. You can dispute the merit of how much it actually meant. And any sort of accusations that are being talked about right now are so completely false. Like, it's not even worth talking about to me.
But it is, because people don't have that comprehension that we do. Because yeah. every time you say the word Astros, no matter what you'd like them to say about another great season, their fifth straight American League Championship Series, the first thing that comes into everybody's heads is cheaters. And so it won't go away. That's why I said I was so adamant about the fact that they have to win it this year. Because if they win it this year, I believe this is the – and again, because –
Does it, though? Because you have Boston guys.
Now,
down,
now yeah. it's like almost like the Boston radio station and the Boston fans are trying to even try and prevent that. Because instead of like earning it and earning a trip to the World Series and doing what they want their team to do, they're – Of course, it can't be possible that they're getting beat by a better team. It has to be that they're using outside sources to beat them. And that's a bunch of BS, too. But I think that going into this playoffs, I thought, look, they win it all. Everybody's got to stop talking about it. Now, because of this, maybe they don't. But at least you've got another skin on the wall that says, you know what? Keep talking about it. It doesn't matter, because now we validated it again.
To piggyback, I would say the important people would stop talking about it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Nick Caserio can learn from Daryl Morey. How? Why? That's next. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.